My name is Dave, as mentioned. I'm a Google Workspace customer engineer. And so I'm not part of the developer relations team, but I do a lot of development myself, and so love to do events like these if I can. Quick, who am I by the numbers? I've been at Google since the start of 2010, 15 plus years now. I measure my time here typically by how old my daughter is, because she was born just shortly after I started. She's squarely a teenager now, so if I give you any sass or roll my eyes during this presentation, that's totally age appropriate. I've been on 8 teams, working across 6 products and 4 different roles in my time here. And I have 3 public add-ons in the Google Workspace Marketplace, all of which are written in AppScript. So what's going on? Well, this was supposed to be animated, but that's okay. We'll just do it all at once, which is appropriate for the theme, right? Because today we have users who use apps at Google, specifically those written in AppScript or Google Workspace add-ons, are asked to accept all of the permissions at one time. These are OAuth scopes, right? Or just permissions if you like. And it's all or nothing. They either accept it all or and use your app, or they don't, right? And for some time now, a lot of integrations that use OAuth 2 across Google, whether it's on Android or web apps, they've been switching to this granular method, actually for a couple years already, where users can pick and choose which specific scopes they want to allow, whether all of them or some subset. For example, if you have an app that integrates with Gmail and Calendar, they may say, it's fine, you can access my Gmail, but not my Calendar, right? Now, this change is coming to AppScript. And don't worry, this new consent screen will only be applying to, will not apply to users who have already installed your app. It's only going to be for cases where new users going forward or users who have uninstalled and are reinstalling your app. Just so you know, I want to say that right up front so you don't have to panic. But you do want to prepare for this, right? Because if you don't prepare for this and new users come and they only grant permissions to or scopes to specific services or capabilities, then what's going to result is your app is going to have a broken experience if you're not ready for it, right? If you're not handling it. So let's talk about when that's happening. I probably should use the right click, the correct clicker. There we go. So when is this happening? There's actually a few different dates. All of them are kind of around the December-January timeframe, but they're slightly different. First, let's talk about editor add-ons. These are legacy, so-called legacy editor add-ons. They are things like add-ons in Forms and Sheets. They include chat apps and chatbots as well. I've noted that at the bottom there. These, we announced in January that this was coming, and we actually already enabled it for the IDE, so you can test it locally in the IDE as well in AppScript. And just most recently in August, we announced it was coming soon, actually live, not just in the IDE, but published add-ons as well, whether internally published in your organization or published for users on our marketplace, your ISV. And that was delayed slightly to give developers more time to adjust. And that enforcement begins mid-December. I don't exactly know. So this slide has not been updated. My apologies. It's supposed to be December 8th. That's circled, not December 15th, because mid-December I decided. It said second week of December, so December 8th is the proper date there, not December 15th. That's the second week. As mentioned, all mentions of editor add-ons here cover chat apps too. You might be wondering, well, what if I made a workspace add-on, not an editor add-on, and I did that in AppScript? When does that come? Well, that's coming in January. So keep an eye out for that announcement, but go ahead and start prepping for that now. That also includes web apps. So if you have any internal web apps you've created, or public ones, but most likely internal ones in AppScript, that's coming in January too. So you may as well be preparing for all this around the same time. Now, speaking of workspace add-ons, alternate runtimes, HTTP endpoints that was discussed today, these are the add-ons that can cross multiple surfaces, they're contextually aware, they're available in that right-hand column in Google, in like Gmail, for example, and Drive. These ones are going to also be having a granular OAuth. That's coming the 1st of December. And the announcement went out, I think, in May. If you have, again, workspace add-ons created in AppScript, that enforcement will come in January. But by and large, the bottom line is this is coming, and it's coming very soon, and you need to prepare for it, because if you don't, you may be in a situation where your app appears broken for your users. So, first of all, why are we doing this? This should be pretty obvious, but you know, we want to give more transparency and control to users of these apps at the end of the day so that they can pick and choose as they need to what data or capabilities they want your app to be able to see or do on their behalf. Now, how do you prepare for this? What do you need to do? We're going to break this down. Do your homework. We'll talk about where you can find information about this. Determine a strategy, because there's a couple ways you can handle this and decide, actually a few ways you can decide to move forward. Implement those changes. We'll spend most of our time there today just talking about examples of how you'd implement this to show you how easy it is. Test those changes, of course, and then deploy. 4 and 5 are not we're going to spend much time on, but we'll talk about 2 and 3 quite a bit. So as far as doing your homework goes, all this is wonderfully documented. You probably got an MSA email about this if you have an editor add-on. If not, no worries, there's a QR code. These slides are going to be shared. This is all pointing back to our developer site where you can find information about what you can do. Two things. First of all, if you're in AppScript, so this is for those of you writing things in AppScript, whether workspace add-ons, editor add-ons, web apps, chatbots, et cetera, chat apps, et cetera. First of all, we have two new methods available at the script app level, which is require scopes and require all scopes. I'm going to show you some examples of those. But bottom line, it's telling you if the app it requires user authorization, either as a whole or for specific scopes. Also, we have a new class called Authorization Info, which is available. And Authorization Info gives you more detailed metadata about, okay, well, what scopes have they approved? And if I want to get a link, for example, for them to have a pop-up to approve the missing scopes, give me that link so you can have a little bit more control over it. But all of these, those two top methods, plus the Authorization Info class and its three methods, all revolve around the same thing, right? Like, what's been authorized or hasn't been authorized, and how do I get it authorized? If you are developing, and we'll show an example of that shortly. If you're developing a workspace add-on using RESTful APIs, not AppScript yet, although it's coming, then that information is actually going to be passed in the request. There's actually an authorization event object, which has information about the user's OAuth token, specifically a list of the scopes they've approved. So this is a little less done for you as it is in the AppScript use case, where we've bundled it up with some nice methods. Here, it's just literally a list, an array of scopes that the user has approved. You're going to need to check that list yourself and decide, oh, am I missing anything from there? And then return something back to the user in the response that will cause the app to prompt the user for granting authorization to the missing scopes. We'll show an example of that as well. So let's talk about determining a strategy. How do we go forward? The first strategy, which will work in some cases, is do nothing. Why can you do nothing? So if you are developing in AppScript, not alternate runtimes, but AppScript, the AppScript runtime has been set up so that if it sees an exception thrown that a scope is missing, it will automatically prompt the user to grant all scopes. So for example, if your add-on is mostly like users are clicking around, and you haven't done any changes, and they access something, they click a button or select a menu item that accesses the calendar. And they haven't approved the calendar scope because this rolled out and they're a new user and they didn't check the box. You're going to have an exception thrown in the runtime that says, hey, calendar not authorized, scope missing, scope required, whatever it might be. The runtime will catch that and will immediately throw up a box saying, please grant access to this app with the list of all the scopes needed. The user will have to go through and decide if they want to check them or not. However, this does not handle all cases. For example, programmatic triggers. So maybe your app sets up an hourly timer, or maybe it has a programmatic trigger for when a Google form is submitted or a Google sheet receives a new row. In that case, there's no user interaction to throw up that prompt, right? So what's going to happen is the exception will still happen, and a little log and error, or error in the error handling in GCP, but in the error logging, but you will not be able to actually have the user do anything, and the app will just fail. So in those cases, this is not something you want to do. You're going to actually want to preemptively get that scope before setting up the trigger. Also, if your app catches exceptions and handles them beautifully, and I catch all exceptions and I do my own logging and I show my own messages to the user, that's great. But because that exception will never make it up to the top level of the runtime in AppScript, the user will never be prompted, right? So you're going to have to take action if you're doing that. So again, it doesn't work for all cases. It also, of course, doesn't work for add-ons not created in AppScript. So if you're using alternate runtimes, your own RESTful endpoints, this is not an option for you. And truthfully, it doesn't put you in control of the user experience or allow for handling of conditional handling of ungranted scopes. Like maybe you want to give the user a message, be like, oh hey, you've clicked the calendar button, but guess what? You didn't approve this the first time. Here are the benefits of doing so. Click here to continue. Right? You may want to do more like that, and that's really what we're going to focus on. So we'll assume that we're not doing the previous one. We're going to actually do something here. So you have a couple choices as well, even in this scenario, where you're going to actually take an action. And you can decide, do I want to support partial OAuth or not? Right? Am I in a situation where I'm like, you know what, they either check all the boxes and use my app, or they don't use my app. That's it. I don't care. I don't want to support half the my app does great things in Gmail and Calendar, but if it doesn't do them all, it's not even worth using. I'm not going to support partial OAuth. I only want to support if the user has checked all the boxes. Or maybe you're like, I eventually want to support partial OAuth. That'd be really, really nice. However, I'm not there yet. I need time. And so in the meantime, so my app doesn't have a broken experience, I will say I'm not going to support partial OAuth, but eventually I'll try to. But out the gate, I don't want a broken experience for users. So I'm in a situation where if the user actually doesn't have all the scopes granted, I'm going to kick them back. And that's let's do this over here. I really wish my laser pointer worked better. It's tiny. I don't think you can see it, but I'll try anyway. So if I'm here where the OAuth prompt is shown to the user on install, for example, I can check, are all scopes granted? If yes, then we're good, right? But if no, then I can decide here, well, do I want to support partial OAuth? If I don't want to support partial OAuth, I'm in this number one state, then I'm just going to go back and show them the prompt. And they're just going to be stuck on a loop there until they decide to check all the boxes or not use my app. However, if I want to be in a situation where I support partial OAuth, that's number two. And that basically says my app can function indefinitely without some scopes being granted. And if they do not grant all the, or if they, it can result indefinitely with some, with not all scopes being granted, but limited with limited capabilities. So in the previous example, my app does great things in Gmail and Calendar. The user didn't check the boxes for Calendar. No problem. I can just operate on the Gmail operations only, and the Calendar stuff just won't work. And maybe I'll give a message to the user telling them that when they try to use it. Now, you probably don't want to stay there forever because it's not very super useful for the user. You could, ideally. But optionally, and most likely, you're going to want to choose to prompt the user to grant those additional scopes if and when they take some action. So as in the aforementioned example, I have this great workspace add-on. It works in Gmail, works in Calendar. They've approved the Gmail scopes. They didn't approve the Calendar scopes. But then later, they click the button that integrates with Calendar in my app. And now I have an option to actually show them to say, oh, OK, I'm going to show you a prompt. It seems like you're trying to access Calendar functionality. This app does not support that functionality. Would you like to grant access to that now? Right? And that's what we would do this last step here, where we take them, we user perform an action that requires an integrated scope, and now we show them prompt to either approve all scopes or just the specific missing ones. So what does this actually look like? So I'm going to first start with the editor add-ons, and then we'll move on to HTTP add-ons after. And within the editor add-ons, I'm going to start first with the partial OAuth not supported use case. Basically, I'm going to make sure they have all the scopes, or nothing happens. That's it. I'm going to start by writing a function. And here I'm going to showcase the different capabilities that are built into AppScript to help facilitate these checks. The first one is that I'm making a function called auth user has granted all scopes. It's a question. Has the user been granted all the scopes? Yes or no? This function is going to return true or false. Just make my life easy. And by the way, all these functions are basically the code, drop-in code I talked about at the end. So if you study this and understand it, you already understand the drop-in code. All right, so for that, I'm going to call the new method getAuthorizationInfo at the script app level. You're always going to pass script app, almost always going to pass script app auth mode full, so don't worry about that. You get back the authInfo class. And that class, or object, has a method called getAuthorizationStatus. And getAuthorizationStatus really has two values. It's either required or not required. In other words, does the user need to authorize something or not? Have they checked all the boxes or only some of the boxes? That's it. Very simple. We're going to get into more granular stuff in a minute. But this allows me to just check, do I even need to prompt them to reapprove, or are we good to go? If the status is not required, that means they're good to go. And we can just, this function returns true, the user's granted access to all scopes, and Bob's your uncle, and we'll move on. Otherwise, we return false. That means something needs to be done. Now, how would we use this function? Let's go that to the next screen. To use this function, I'm going to say if the user has not granted all scopes, there's that function in the if statement that we just defined in the previous slide, then I'm going to go ahead and show a message to the user that says, hey, you know, to operate properly, this app, Tricorder, requires that you approve all listed permissions during installation. Please click the link below to authorize it. And how do I do that? I call the get that authInfo object, and I'm going to say get the URL from which the user if the user clicks on this URL, they can be presented with a pop-up to authorize the scopes. That'll be all the scopes, mind you, not a specific set, but we'll show how you do some of them in a minute. That URL will lead them to that pop-up, and then I'm going to show it to them. I didn't show this function here, but it basically just shows a user modal or dialog, prompt user to authenticate, and gives the URL, which turns into something that looks like this. Fairly straightforward. Again, we're just doing the all or nothing approach. Let's say now I want to support partial OAuth, right? I'm in the state where I don't want to just all or nothing. I actually want to let the user select and do the right thing based on that. So this obviously is a little bit more of a detailed example, but let's walk through it. First and foremost, I'm still using the same authorization info object, nothing new there, but it actually has a method called getAuthorizedScopes. Everything up until now was about tell me if all the scopes have been granted or not. Here what we're actually doing is saying give me a list of the scopes that have been granted so I can make a decision. I've just defined here as constants the full calendar scope and the read-only calendar scope. And very quickly on lines 46 and 47, I'm just basically saying, hey, check using index of, because I'm old school, if those scopes are defined in that array. So I'm just checking, did the user actually approve the full calendar scope? Did the user actually approve the read-only calendar scope? Line 49, if they have approved the full calendar scope, huzzah, we're good, our app works as normal, do cool calendar stuff, do read importance calendar stuff, and write cool stuff to the calendar. We're done. Else, if the user has granted not the full scope, but at least the read-only scope, I have a choice. I could just not operate, or maybe I can do some stuff. So maybe I can just do the read important stuff from calendar stuff. Else, that means the user has approved neither, right? And so here I'm in the situation where my app can either do nothing, or maybe it can actually decide it wants to prompt the user to approve those. So let's see what would change if I change that last part. It's the same code. The only thing that's different here is what's in the yellow box. So this script has no access because neither scope has been approved. In that case, I'm just going to show a little UI message. Clearly, you can do something much fancier and nicer than this. Hey, the feature you selected requires approving Google Calendar access. Do you want to proceed? Yes or no? Or OK? And if they say OK, it's going to continue here. And the scopes to request are full and read-only. You can decide if you want to just request one or both. That's fine. But notice I'm passing an array to script app that requires scopes. And that array is basically, if I didn't pass it, it would just prompt them for all the scopes. Maybe there's other scopes too, maybe drive scopes and things I don't want to bother them with right now. By passing the array, it actually only show them those particular scopes and ask them if they want to check the boxes this time around. Okay, that's editor add-ons. What about HTTP add-ons? This is, it's simpler to demonstrate, it's more work for you, but not that much. In the actual request, as mentioned before, the user auth token object will contain an array or list of authorized scopes. These are the scopes the user has authorized. So if you'll have to check those. So for example, one way to check them is if I'm doing the not partial auth not supported method, I'll first check and see, are all the scopes I expect to be there? Are they present? I'm not doing an explicit comparison here. I'm just saying I have a fake constant called number of total expected approved scopes. Maybe it's 9, maybe it's 8. Maybe I'll have a list and I'll check. And if that list is the same as what the authorized scopes are, which is here. So here we have request.body.authorization.event object. That's that object that comes in. Authorized scopes. If that list is not existent, then give me an empty list. Right? So either way, I'll have an array. I can check it. And if it's not including all the scopes I expect, return false, otherwise return truth. That's my just basic check. And now on some user action, whatever it happens to be, maybe they're doing something with the calendar, I can call that function, get a true or false back. And then much as before, I can make a decision based on that. So if all scopes are not granted, and here's the magic, I'm going to respond with requesting Google scopes with an argument of a member of all scopes true. All scopes true says request all the scopes. Show the user the box. The OAuth approval verification box, OAuth approval box that lists all scopes. Even ones they've already approved, those will be pre-checked, but including the empty ones as well, so they have a choice to do that. Now, if I want to support partial OAuth, which probably I do eventually, it's almost exactly the same example here. The difference is I'm basically saying, okay, if they are missing calendar and calendar read-only, I'm doing an explicit check, either one, then I'm going to send back that same message requesting Google scopes, but instead of all scopes true, I'm going to actually pass an array of scopes I want. And that'll prompt the user just for those particular ones. Those are the examples. I mentioned these earlier, but it's worth mentioning again, just in case you missed it. There are some known watch points. For example, triggers. For programmatic triggers, you want to ensure the scopes are granted prior to setting up the triggers. So if you have a trigger that fires every hour, or when a form is submitted, or a calendar is updated, right? If those scopes don't exist ahead of time, then when the trigger runs, and the user's not present for it to run, there's no way for you to tell them, hey, something is missing, you might want to take an action. It's just going to fail, right? I suppose you could send an email to the user, but it's better that you actually request those scopes and make sure they are present and authorized before you set up any triggers. If the user hasn't, then you might be able to, if the trigger is set up based on user action, you can say, hey, I can't do this next step, right? I can't set up a trigger or a way to actually notify you when your form is submitted because you have yet to approve the scopes I need to do so, please do so now. Right? So you can do that ahead of time. That's recommended. And as mentioned, and this is just for AppScript, if you catch exceptions and you're relying on the do-nothing method, you might want to consider changing that or at least rethrowing them to the top level so that the runtime can catch that and it can notify the user that they need to grant permission. How do you test changes? Well, in the IDE today, in AppScript, you can already test it in the IDE itself. You may want to, though, test it in your published add-on prior to the rollout. Because you got all the code in there, but of course everything is returning true because all the scopes were granted, it's all fine. The rollout happens. The next day, some users start unchecking boxes, or actually they're not checking all the boxes. And you don't want to start testing then. So I don't know why this works, but it does. I discovered it through a lot of testing. If you go, and this works for editor add-ons and AppScript-based add-ons. I haven't tried it for alternative runtimes, so if anyone wants to try it, let me know if it works or not, but I think it should. Install your add-on with a public account, to go to your personal Gmail account or some other testing account that's associated with your add-on. Or if you're doing an internally published add-on, just an account that's not the developer. Go and after you've installed it, authenticated it with the full list of scopes and everything, go into Manage your Google account, find your add-on and third-party services, and delete all connections. So this causes the OAuth token to be deleted. The app is still installed, though. It's just that the OAuth token is gone. So when you do that, go back to your app, try to use it again. It will automatically, the AppScript runtime will automatically prompt you. And when it does so, it will give you the granular version. So this is a great way to test internal add-ons, external add-ons. Post-rollout of this feature, before rollout of this feature, to see how it will behave. And you can even just do it now to see, like, how will my app break if I do it now, to give yourself a better idea. Lastly, I put a, on my GitHub, personal GitHub, which is linked to here, github.com/dabuav, again, that last name, sorry, /granular OAuth, and there's a QR code. There's a granular OAuth set of code. It's basically the code I showed here today, so that you can easily drop this in if you want to for the partial OAuth not supported use case, right? If I just want to drop something in today into my AppScript ID, in my AppScript project for my add-on, be it Workspace add-on or editor add-on or chat app, that's basically going to prompt the user to say, hey, you're missing some scopes, and show that dialog, which is already predefined. Click here to approve. You can use that and just drop it in anywhere where the user would first interact with your add-on. Don't drop it in like on open, if you're like in a spreadsheet or a file, because on open can't show UIs, right? It doesn't have the full off mode. So you'll want to just drop it in a place like when the user first interacts with the menu or something, or clicks an important button that's usually an entry point.